There's more controversy today over the cancer cluster at the ABC's Brisbane studios, with allegations that some cases were not included in the count. The public health expert involved in the investigation says he's aware of at least one new case of breast cancer among former staff. And the husband of another staffer with breast cancer says he knows of two new cases and wants the ABC to disclose the full number it's aware of. The ABC is yet to provide clarification on the latest suspected cases. In Brisbane, Annie Guest reports.
The ABC's headquarters in Brisbane have been abandoned, but revelations of its effect on the people who worked there continue coming to light. A further two women are believed to have been diagnosed with breast cancer. Professor Bruce Armstrong was the man who advised ABC management to abandon its Brisbane headquarters after finding the incidence of breast cancer was up to 11 times that of the wider community. His study finished in 2006 and involved 13 women. Three people have since been confirmed as new cases. And now the world today has learnt of another two women, one diagnosed in 1999 and the other 2004, after working at the site. One hasn't made herself known to the ABC. Without confirmation from ABC management, he can't be certain, but Professor Armstrong believes these are two additional diagnoses.
I don't have full details, but I am aware of 18 different people who are, on one basis or another, are said to have had breast cancer diagnosed while working at the ABC or having worked at the ABC and probably during the period of our investigation.
What is the significance of these additional diagnoses as far as we're aware of them?
Well, they make no fundamental difference to the conclusions that we drew because we considered that there was a real increase in, and substantial increase in risk of breast cancer.
While Professor Armstrong says two additional cases doesn't change scientific conclusions about a cancer cluster, former ABC employee and husband of one of the women already known to have the disease, Ian Eckersley, says it's highly relevant and he suspects there may be more.
Well, my understanding is that there's 18 definite cases, potentially 19, maybe even more. We need absolute clarity on the number of cases.
Ian Eckersley is calling on the ABC to disclose the full number of breast cancer cases it is aware of among former workers at the Brisbane site.
Well, I don't know why the ABC would not have disclosed this. I know, my understanding is Professor Armstrong knew of one case but didn't tell the ABC. The ABC knew of the other case but didn't tell Professor Armstrong. Maybe there's a communication issue there. But the ABC did know of one case, sat on it for 6 months at least, and I have to question why they did that.
Do you allege the ABC has anything to gain by not being fully transparent about the number of women diagnosed with breast cancer after working at ABC Toowong?
Well, the ABC has always been somewhat secretive and been happy to have the numbers muddy and not ever been particularly clear about it. I guess it does serve a purpose for them if the numbers are lower than potentially what they are.
What purpose does it serve not to be fully accountable publicly about the number of cases?
Well, the ABC is a public body. We're talking about taxpayers' money. And I think the ABC, given that it is, you know, a public body, there's been a lot of publicity about this. It's distressing to know that there's a new case, but I think it's even more distressing for the women to know that there hasn't been, total honesty and disclosure about the accurate number of cases. I know, talking to my wife and the other women, they would rather know exactly how many cases there are so that there can be certainty about it and so that the scientists can then go and look at any hitherto unknown cases and maybe just find some clues about what this is all about.
The World Today has sought a response from ABC management and clarification on the issue, but has not yet received a response.
Annie Guest reporting in Brisbane.